Name the movie.
Oh, it is none other. The one, the only. 1998. Rush Hour.
Yeah, that's right. Too easy. Too easy. And I like how our little brother said, the one movie. That's right, Tony. The name of the game is I play a song that's been in 100 movies, and Frank has to decide which one I'm thinking of.
Not as easy as you could imagine.
Yeah. Well, you pretty much know it's something that's got to be like on Netflix, you know?
Yeah, that's right. And I don't peruse the Netflix ever. Again, people don't understand. I don't have actual control of the remote in my house. I don't even know what it looks like anymore at this point. It's somewhere between Emma and the ass groove she's created in the couch, and I'll never see it again.
That's too bad. Married life, you know?
They never made a fourth one, huh? Looks like they...
Somebody just said they're coming out with one.
All right, yeah, I was reading a while back that there were talks and nothing... I'm not seeing anything in the old Wikipedia, and we all know Wikipedia has all the information, and it's not controlled by the CIA in any way.
Hope to release it 2024, 2025.
All right. I would love to see another Rush Hour.
Yeah, it would be great. Man, that was so long ago, huh? 98, 01, and 07.
I like the buddy cop movies. Like, I love Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon was great.
It's just fun to have the buddy cops and... Yeah, I'm getting too old for this shit, or, you know, speak my language, you know, like, it's just, it's great stuff, man, and the bickering and the fighting, but then they come together, and they take on the enemy, and then you can make, like, three or four of those, and...
Yeah, like, Bad Boys.
Bad Boys, there's another Bad Boys coming out, they just wrapped filming.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because, I don't know if you saw the clip of Martin Lawrence at the Emmys this year. He looked like he had some shakes going on and a bit of the old kind of, you know, the dementia situation happening.
No way.
Or Parkinson's.
Martin Lawrence?
Kind of looked, not dementia, like Parkinson's-ish. But they claimed he was just kind of out of sorts and maybe a little intoxicated. And that's why he seemed so off. But I found it kind of weird that that's how he was, and then they all of a sudden just completed the filming of Bad Boys 4, and I'm just excited because that means next year for the Oscars, Will Smith is back, right? Yeah!
No, he canned, man. He got a 10-year ban.
10-year ban. That's right. Wow.
Yeah, he can't do anything.
All right. Well.
That's pretty crazy.
At least we get the Bad Boys 4. He should get back into making the music video with the movie.
Big Willie style.
Big Willie style.
Yeah, he really should. Go back to being a rapper. Dude, when you're a rapper, slapping people's almost expected out of you.
Yes, just look at P. Diddy, right? He was slapping and killing and raping. Nobody stopped him.
It's like when a guy could have played basketball or could have played football, but he decides to play in the NBA and then he beats his wife. You're like, dude, you should have just been in the NFL. We let it slide in that one, you know?
Dude.
It's all about perception.
You know what the best part is about the NFL? And how they let their players get away with literal murder. Bring up Ray Lewis whenever you're with a bunch of sports fanatics. And just listen to them. Listen to each one kind of go through their rationale and reasoning for why it was okay that this guy got away with murder and was able to win a couple Super Bowls.
I mean, did you see him play?
It's phenomenal. I mean, he was a game changer, dude. I literally, you could almost say he won those Super Bowls. So, yes, obviously it was necessary. The story, if you look up, though, it's almost just not even a secret at all. He basically, I believe Ray Lewis allegedly ordered somebody to go murder another person, and they murdered that person, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that what it was? So all I know is, just to prove Frank is right, this came out 1 week ago. This was the headline, Ravens still searching for a great leader like Ray Lewis.
Yes! Yes! And OJ still searching for that killer. I don't know if you guys know this about OJ. He's still out there looking for him.
He's looking for his son.
His son. Yes, we all know it was his son.
One and the same.
Well, the glove don't fit. So,
yeah, dude, he was charged with felony murder.
Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really crazy when you dig into the details of it. I do believe it was him ordering the kill as if he's some sort of mafioso kingpin sending out thugs to go kill people, but I think that's what happened. And he was, like, in the car or in the vicinity of when the murder took place. So anyways...
Yeah, I guess it was his entourage.
So the dude who did the murdering, he ended up being treated really well throughout his imprisonment and so on and so forth by Ray Lewis. I believe Ray Lewis is very generous with his life winnings to the fella who took the rap and is sitting away in prison for Ray Lewis.
Good guy.
Yeah, he believes in God, and he's a community man, and he really does it for the kids. You know what I'm saying?
To be fair, do you think you could have a better life on the outside without Ray Lewis' financial aid, or better life inside with his financial aid?
He probably reasoned that and realized he's truly in a better place.
He's not just taking care of you in prison. What do you need? He's probably also taking care of the kids, the wife.
Oh, yeah, everybody. Definitely. You know. The mama, everybody.
Yeah. Well, might have been a good investment. A little bit of time.
A good investment. Ray Lewis. It's just funny that people are willing to accept it, absolutely, and dismiss it.
And depending on, like, what you want to do should really dictate where you go in life. Like, if you want to rape kids, go to Hollywood. If you want to beat your wife, go to the NFL.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
If you want to gamble on your own games, join the NBA.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
It's like, it's whatever you want. Just follow those paths.
They find a player in the NBA, Rudy Gobert, something like, I believe, $100,000 for... He got ejected from the game, and he made a money symbol to the ref as he was ejected, and then he doubled down and went onto the podium and talked about how the refs are throwing games, and it's obvious, and they're all making money off of it, and how there's and how there's just rampant gambling, and it's just too obvious now. It's just the whole thing is gambling.
Wait, did you hear the breaking news? They just found him in a hotel parking lot
yes!
with a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
He was seated next to Richard Barnett, the Boeing whistleblower.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
crazy
man.
Coincidence.
Yeah, this guy will never get a fair call for the rest of his career, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, that's the problem.
See, if you want to play the game and win and make the money, you got to be like Jordan, man. You know? Go out there, know what games to gamble on, and complain a little bit, but know you'll get them next time.
Yeah.
I always believed Jordan just bet on himself to win, to be totally honest.
You'd be foolish to think he bets on everything in the world except his basketball games.
And right? He kind of, when you watch him, he played with the ferocity of a man who had, like, maybe $1 million on this game being victorious. You know what I'm saying?
You got 3 seconds. You're down by 1 point. Who do you give it to? The guy with $1 million on the line.
He's
going to sink that bucket, you know?
The dude riding on the point spread, man. Come on. Give him the ball. He's going to sink it.
You need 2 to win, 3 to cover the spread. Give it to Michael. He's going to cover that spread.
So funny, dude. If you look back on it, I wish you could see a comparison of, like, the point spreads and everything, and then Michael Jordan's, like, you know, how well he played the game versus nights he took off.
That's really funny. Yeah, you could probably tell.
I'm sure, dude.
Man.
Well, speaking of bringing your A game and everything that you got, Mike, you sent me a clip this morning of a fella, Rep Adam Morgan. I'm not familiar with this guy.
Oh, I never heard of this guy before. I don't know where this video came from, but this guy, he's definitely going to make some waves.
He already has. He's been noticed. I like what he has to say here. This is on the floor of their house chamber in, and I should have written it down, North Carolina? Is that right?
It's one of the Carolinas.
I thought it was a Carolina. Okay, so this is Rep Adam Morgan, and he's going at it with whom I presume to be a liberal counterpart on the other side of the aisle, if I'm not mistaken, with the back and forth.
Well, he's mostly talking about how they just put out these, they just attacked him. They just went after him because he didn't agree with them. You know,
because he didn't want to go along with their lobbyist-based laws that they were pushing, and he was trying to support his constituents. It's a great clip. He's got a lot of fire and passion, and I'm a big fan of this, and we need more of this kind of reaching the mainstream media. So here we go, Adam Morgan.
The pressure in here in Colombia is for me to not even vote red on the board. Y'all might not know this. A dark money entity that was created on Tuesday, the day after we voted for this, I went home and an attack piece went out in my whole district about the fact that I voted for this.
What's in the water there in Carolina where all the gentlemen are such, you know, southern dandies, if you will? The Lindsey Grahams and this Morgan feller.
I know, but if you listen to what he's saying, they literally just created a company. They put a bunch of money into it so that they could attack this guy.
It's pretty crazy, and his rant is on point.
For this, I went home and an attack piece went out in my whole district about the fact that I voted for this. I get that the people in Colombia, that the lobby wants me to either not vote or to vote green on this, but my constituents want me to vote red, and they want their tax money spent on core government functions, on their roads, on their schools. That's what they want their money spent on. Don't want us in here trying to play this government planning thing where we in our bureaus can figure out where the jobs should be, who should be employed, how much money should be allocated where in the private sector. It never works. It's socialism. It's never worked anywhere before. So what are we doing to trying to do it here?
But would you consider the fact that South Carolina's track record on bringing major projects into this state has a winning record, and therefore, again, commerce should be listened to rather than those people back in your district that may not have ever brokered a deal, may not understand what it means of being a project, may not understand economic incentives. So what you're suggesting is we should listen to the people back home in your district rather than the people at commerce that have been successful at bringing these mega deals to South Carolina.
Did he not hear himself speaking out loud right there?
It's unbelievable that he's saying that out loud. And as if that other guy is wrong. You know what I mean?
Like, dude, your job is to represent. You're a representative of your constituents, man. You're not supposed to represent the lobbyists.
Do you think we're supposed to represent these people that voted us to represent them? Oh,
we got to represent the fat cats cutting the checks for us, man. Come on.
No, they voted me into this job, and that guy bought me a boat.
That's right. And he invited Cuba Gooding Jr. aboard, so it was a real good party.
And dude, you know how I know this guy's, the first guy talking, you know how you know he's actually listening to his constituents? That's the shit we literally say on this show all the time.
Absolutely.
That's all the people talk about. That's all the people want, is for you to stop spending money on bullshit. Stop giving it away to corporations. Stop sending it overseas. Fix the roads. Fix the schools. Spend it on us. It's our fucking money.
Yeah. Just clean stuff, man. Everything's so filthy. Can we band together some of these migrants and just give them some mops and brooms and just have them walk around cities cleaning shit? Clean some shit, man. There's crap everywhere. We need people to clean, man. Everything's filthy everywhere I go. It's crazy. And I'm in Denver. It used to be one of the cleanest cities I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, you're right, dude. How much does a broom cost?
Let's get some brooms.
Let's start handing out brooms instead of fucking credit cards with $10,000 for nothing.
How about you take this broom and a roll of trash bags, come back with all these trash bags filled, and we'll give you the credit card with a little money on there.
We'll give you $50 a bag.
$50 a bag, and you're welcome.
$20 for a sidewalk.
And you get a complimentary MAGA hat to go with it.
That's what... you know they're voting Biden. He let him in.
I know, dude.
Yeah, that's a great clip, though. I really think that guy's going to have a future. He keeps talking like that.
I got a little more. You want to finish off the rest here? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I thought you were cutting him off.
No, I tend to cut it off because I always find myself to be more important and interesting. So that's why. All right, let's finish this rant. I love it.
Commerce that have been successful at bringing these mega deals to South Carolina.
Mr. Rutherford, I don't think that you could have espoused a philosophy that disagrees more fundamentally than me. I completely disagree with you, and I think that you believe what you just said. But no, I 100% am going to listen to the people back home who I represent in this house, and you should listen to the 40,000 people in your area, and not the bureaucrats at Commerce, and not the lobbyists, and not the multi-billion dollar international corporations. You should listen to your constituents like I am. So yes, I will always fall back on the common sense of the wonderful people from Taylor's and Greenville Eastside far more than I will ever listen to unelected bureaucrats, other representatives in here who have been here for far too long and have maybe managed a whole lot of these deals, and far more than I will ever listen to any member out there.
So Mr. Morgan, we don't...
Yeah.
What's your party? I don't care. Can you run for president?
Yes.
I will vote for this guy. Are you over 35? I'll vote for you just for that speech.
Honestly, you're not a geriatric and you can string together a sentence or two. Bring him on, please. We need...
And you're worried about the people? Not the big... You know what I mean? Man, all right.
This guy will never make it in politics, man. He's not playing with the big dogs, unfortunately. Like, look at AOC.
He'll never be able to...
AOC's out there never saying anything about the lobbyists. Have you seen her tits? They've grown tenfold in 1 year, man. It's incredible.
Oh, she's seen Nancy's guy for sure.
That's right, dude.
What's this guy's name?
Adam Morgan.
Man, that's even such a... That's like literally such a patriotic name.
I like this guy.
Yeah, so do I.
I'm a huge fan. Like what he had to say. I wish there's a little more honesty like that out here in Colorado.
He's like if Lindsey Graham was a man.
Right. He's still, I don't know. There's a little southern dandy going on in that twang. A little dandy.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He's like a manly southern belle, you know?
Manly southern belle. All right, yes.
In today's day and age, I'll take it.
What he's really saying, though, what people kind of need to hone in on these days is if you need an explanation for what we've just experienced since the COVID lockdowns through the Summer of Love and George Floyd protests and the bizarre sexual gender bending indoctrination going on in the schools and all this stuff, this guy, he's the opposite of it. And I don't know, this is probably the beginning of all of that disappearing and the pendulum swing, maybe. I'm excited for this, but I'm also thinking we'll never hear about this guy again.
I don't know. I think you are right, man. I think there is a pendulum swing. I don't know if we'll ever hear about this guy again, but yeah, you're starting to notice something. Dude, I got a clip out of Oakland, California.
Really? You're dropping a clip on me?
I'm dropping a clip on you.
Right.
I don't know if you saw this one. Did you hear about the Taco Bell in Oakland, California?
No, I did not.
So this is where you're starting to see a swing of that pendulum. Because remember, that was like one of the places where they were like defunding police and everything.
All right, yeah, I'm following you.
Okay, well, hold on, let me see if I can get this clip here. You got to listen to this one about the Taco Bell in Oakland.
In the window of Taco Bell on 35th Avenue in Oakland, large signs telling customers that the dining room is now closed. The same could be seen at this location on Hagenberger Road. Customers are being forced to order food through the drive-thru. Even this person who didn't have a car tried to order from the window because they weren't allowed inside. People who go to Taco Bell all the time say they're frustrated by this change.
People who are on the bus and stuff, they don't allow walk-ups. Yeah, it's not cool for people to not be able to go through the drive-thru or go into the dining room and only have to go through the drive-thru.
A Taco Bell employee telling...
It's going to get into it. I wonder if you could see the trend on why they might possibly have had to do this.
All right.
Cron 4, the restaurant, has had to do this because people have been causing trouble inside. Taco Bell is not the first Oakland restaurant to close off indoor dining. Raising Cane's on Edgewater Drive also shut down its dining room last year. The fried chicken chain said it was because of crime. And In-N-Out announced it's closing its Oakland location after 18 years of business, citing issues of ongoing crime.
Man, we got a whole bunch of businesses just bouncing just because they're not safe anymore. I don't know what it is, but situations got to change, period.
But not all Taco Bell customers understand this change. One customer telling us they've always felt safe going to the restaurant.
Yeah, I feel fine. At least they're out of the wrong places, though, you know, at the wrong time of the day. But other than that...
We reached out to Taco Bell Corporate to ask how many locations have closed dining rooms in Oakland and the exact reason for the closure, but we did not hear back.
They got a response. But dude, I don't know if you noticed that trend. So Taco Bell had to close its dining rooms because of crime. You know, what's that chicken place? Had to close it because of
crime. Did they say
crime?
It's not Chick-fil-A. Was it a Church's?
No, Raising Cane's.
Raising Cane's, all right. Yeah.
Had to close its dining room because of crime.
Right.
And In-N-Out is leaving.
Of course.
Because of crime.
That's right.
But we don't know why Taco Bell is doing this.
We couldn't really put our finger on it.
Isn't that unbelievable, dude? They can't have indoor dining. You can only do drive-through now in Oakland and a lot of these places.
Dude, and eventually these are just going to be ghost towns, man. I mean, no businesses are going to stay on the block there, and you're eventually just going to have, what was the word that you used to use that I love? Food deserts.
The food deserts, yeah. Well, this is why they're created.
Well, you definitely don't have the Whole Foods in this area anymore, and you've probably lost some of the main grocery stores, so you're down to the Walgreens, I bet, and maybe all these fast food joints, and now you can't even go eat inside the fast food joints, so you just got the drive-thru.
And they're losing, like, 7-Elevens. Remember that one video a while back of, like, that 7-Eleven getting ransacked? That was in Oakland. These companies are leaving. They can't, or they're doing, like, these, where it's almost like you got to go into, like, this dead man room to get into the place. And then get out.
Oh, kind of where you walk in, they lock both sides, they scan you and check you for weapons, and then you come in.
Well, they don't scan you or anything, but there's a bunch of gas stations in Chicago, like in the bad neighborhoods of Chicago, that do that. You have to walk in the first door, and then they could lock you in that room, or they'll let you in the second door.
Wow, dude. That's dystopian, man.
Yeah. Oh, and they're sitting behind 2 inches of bulletproof glass. They're not fucking around.
The crime's picking up here in Denver. We're catching on to the Pepsi glass covering up the aisles now, and you got to get the attendant to come and grab it for you, which I was seeing in Baltimore, and I know Chicago. I don't even think they put anything in the aisles now. It's all in the back.
No, dude, they were doing it at this Walgreens. It's my favorite Walgreens. I've talked about it on here before. It's on the west side. It's the one where, like, they hang out outside. You could just pull up, tell them what you want. They walk in, steal it, and then you pay them. Not even joking.
Oh, God.
And they tried that with all the plexiglass. And the last time I was in there, because we work at the store across the street all the time. And last time I was over there, this guy walked out with, I'm not joking, like an entire shelf that was just encased. Like, all the stuff was encased in this plexiglass.
Yes.
He was just walking out with this fucking, like, long-ass plexiglass thing on his shoulder with all the shit, like, still inside it.
Yes, dude.
He just fucking stole the shelf, dude. I'm not even joking.
He just turned into the Hulk and ripped that thing out of the ground and pulled it out the store?
It was, like, one of the... I don't know, remember exactly. I don't know what... Because I couldn't quite see what it was, but it was, like, one of those small ones. Probably, like, they do a lot of, like, the... beauty products.
All right. So
he might have just been like, I'm talking about like one shelf, just one long rectangle of plexiglass. But it was like attached to like the metal part, you know?
All right, man. Nice.
Yeah, so nothing really works.
I'm very impressed. Look, this is why it was announced today, Dollar Tree closing 1,000 stores nationwide.
Wow. Well, that's probably because of the rats in their warehouses.
No,
eating all their food.
Is that what's going on with Dollar Tree?
Yeah.
You're missing out on the rat story. The real rat story is out of New Orleans. They found a police evidence room filled with rats eating all the marijuana that they had in there.
No way.
Yeah, the rats ate all the weed and got stoned, man.
No way. I would start testing those cops. Somebody's smoking it. Somebody's smoking it. Blaming the rats.
It could be another situation from, what is it, Blue Steel or Blue Streak? What's the movie with Martin Lawrence where he has to
Blue Streak.
Fake be a cop and break into the cop to get the diamond that ended up in the evidence room? It's classic.
Captain, I don't know what happened. The rats must have eaten the weed, and then they peed in my urine test. I don't know what the fuck. These are fucking tricky-ass rats.
Yeah, man. The rats eating up all the weed. I've never really heard of that. I didn't think rats were into the marijuana, actually.
It's really funny because you seem to have a problem with rats eating the weed in this police headquarters, but I've never heard of like a dispensary or a grow operation.
Exactly, yeah.
Problem.
I'm in Colorado here where we definitely have rats and we definitely have weed, and not a lot of people reporting the rat problem with the weed, eating the weed. Rats usually, they go for the food, man.
Yeah, I can see them like tunneling through it.
Unless they confiscated like a bunch of edibles. Then that would make sense.
Oh, okay.
No, but it's not. I'm taking a look. I think they were just munching on some herb. It's kind of crazy. I don't even know if that would get you high. It'd be way crazier if they walked in and they're like puffing down on some doobies. Bunch of like ultra sophisticated rats smoking some joints.
That would be very impressive.
Eating some shrooms, getting into some like heady, really deep conversations. Oh yeah.
And if they're in the police station, they'll probably offer them a job.
That's right.
So desperate.
Okay. You know, New Orleans, you don't hear about an issue with the migrants there, huh? It's interesting.
Are migrants going there? I don't think so.
Yeah, why not? Why aren't they sticking to the South? How come they're going everywhere else? What's going on with that?
Yeah, I don't know.
The South is warmer, too. It's more their climate.
I do like that theory. I did hear that theory that it isn't actually Greg Abbott shipping these people to the Democrat states. It's the Democrats. They're doing it to pump up the census.
It was reported that Biden has been flying migrants around the country. Something like 300,000 migrants have been flown all around the country.
So, could be some truth to that.
Yeah, I could see that. Well, they're losing their voter base, right? So you got to bring them in from the South.
Yeah, did you see those numbers that came out about black people voting Republican?
I did not, actually. Oh, no. That's not good for
Democrats, looking good. Yeah. They think Trump might be the first Republican to, like, he's going to win majority black men.
All right. Wow.
Which would be devastating for the Democrats.
Yeah, you know, they just went too hard on the fringe topics, man. You made these weirdo concepts kind of the major part of your identity, and nobody wants to get on board. And never forget, Democrats in my book are the party of the face masks and the party of the vaccine mandates. They'll never leave me. And...
And the party of persecuting your political opponents.
That's right.
Don't forget about that one.
Yeah, well, we still have 700-plus patriots imprisoned currently because they were at that protest on January 6th. Well, either way, I had something on the... that's right. All right. So, speaking of the wokeness and the brokeness and all of that kind of infiltrating our situation here, Colorado is finally making some major moves and solving some problems that all of the voting base, regardless of the side of the aisle you are on, can agree we need to focus on.
A milestone victory for transgender women behind the walls and razor wire of Colorado's prisons.
We're entitled to healthcare just like everyone else, regardless of if we're in society or if we're in prison.
Talia Murphy spent 12 years in the Colorado Department of Corrections.
You have to be aware, both for your personal safety, not just from inmates, but also staff.
She escaped physical harm, but other trans women haven't been spared.
They've been raped, they've been beaten, they've been sex trafficked.
When you house women in a men's facility, you're basically putting a target on their back.
The breakdown in safety.
You see how they manipulate the language, man? You don't even know what they're talking about anymore.
I know.
They're talking.
Is part of a class action lawsuit filed in 2019 against the CDOC, alleging it violated the state's Anti-Discrimination Act and how it cares for trans women in custody, often failing to safely house them.
Transgender women are women. We're just talking about basic safety, basic human dignity, and allowing people to live their truth.
These are prisoners. We're talking about prisoners. People who have committed crimes. These are criminals, man. They're in prison. I don't care about their freaking truth.
You lost your ability to live your truth when you committed the crime.
Yes, right? You're in prison. We don't care what you think or feel. You're a criminal.
Yeah, you lost that right.
Oh my God, I can't believe we're spending money and putting resources in this state towards this. We've lost our minds in Colorado.
Not special privileges.
The suit also alleging some inmates were denied gender-affirming care and treatment for gender dysphoria, including medication, mental health care, and transitional surgery.
You're in prison! No surgery, all right? You're not getting the surgery.
Yeah, we're not paying for the surgery. No.
No cosmetic surgeries when you're in prison.
Yeah. Yeah, can I just go to prison and get a dick enlargement? My truth is I'm a guy with a 12-inch cock, so if I go to prison, you guys have to give me one?
I'm going to prison just to go get a boob job from Nancy Pelosi's tit guy.
Come on. That's ridiculous.
We're talking about prisoners.
Gender dysphoria, the sense that one's gender identity doesn't match their biological sex, can lead to depression, anxiety, and in some cases, suicidal tendencies. Murphy, a class member in the lawsuit, says she was denied surgery despite a prison doctor initially approving the procedure as medically necessary to treat gender dysphoria.
When it got submitted to the board, they're like, nope, we don't do this here.
The lawsuit resulting in a $2.1 million settlement and a consent decree, putting changes in motion across the...
I want to remind everyone, I don't know if I did already, we're talking about a prisoner.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
That's insane. And really, the compassionate thing to do is when somebody goes to prison and says they're a transgender is to give them the mental health care that they need.
Absolutely. Yes.
We need to stop, dude, the whole wording of gender-affirming care, that is just the biggest bullshit we've come up with in a long time.
Dude, and the lady earlier, she says the trans woman is a woman. And, right, but, you know, we run into a lot of issues when we take these people you call women and we put them into the women's prison.
You cannot put them in the... Why would you... I don't know. You're taking away the rights of all the women in the prison to be safe so that this one tranny could be safe.
Yeah, and you know, apparently you can sue the government if you're a prisoner. It's amazing. All right. Did I get that right or am I misunderstanding this story?
$2 million? $2 million.
Oh, my God. I can't handle this. Colorado.
And I just don't get who's supposed to pay for these surgeries? Who's supposed to pay for the lifetime of drugs and treatment?
This is taxes, man. Yeah, these are tax dollars going towards all of this. All of it. Even the judge and the lawyers and the courts situations and everything is costing tax dollars.
That's insane.
For a prisoner.
I can't believe our economy is so inflated and we're printing $25 billion a day or whatever it is.
Yeah. Are you the one who brought it up? How, what was it, RFK mentioning we're basically maxing out every 100 days or something like that?
Yeah, oh, dude, there's a whole bunch of shit that he brought up. One is that if we keep going, I think they said in 2026 or 2027, the interest on our debt will be greater than our military spending.
All right, nice.
Which is just, it's unsustainable. We're already at a point of not sustainable.
We printed way too much over the last few years, and ultimately
25% of all U.S. currency ever printed was printed in the last year.
Oh, that's so gross. Oh no.
Or 3 years. Sorry,
yeah, I think it started what 2020, right, when we started dishing out the checks.
It was after that. That one wasn't that bad. It was like, because remember 2020 is when it happened, but then they had to like do that new budget for 2021. And then that was the budget for 2021 that just went insane.
And 2021, realistically, we should have been opened up fully everywhere, and the checks should have stopped.
Yes. Oh, God. Yeah, we're going to be paying for those $1,200 checks for the rest of our lives.
That's right, man. Absolutely.
All I got was that stupid $1,200.
Yeah, nothing's free. Do you want to continue down this madness?
Sure. I can't believe this.
The CDOC.
This is a landmark settlement. It's come up with a comprehensive way to protect them that, frankly, isn't in any system right now, prison system in the country right now.
The CDOC saying in a statement it agrees to the provisions as outlined in the consent decree. That includes two transgender housing units. More transgender healthcare providers will be added, and CDOC staff will be trained on trans issues. Inmates will have access to canteen items like cosmetics, and cross-gender searches will be limited.
So now we're building specialized housing in the prisons. That's where it's come to. Tax dollars, man. That's it, man. We're just charging we're paying for it. If you're in Colorado, you are paying for this. And I hope you enjoy it, because you're also paying for the $1,000 monthly universal basic income check that we dish out in Denver to the homeless. And you're also paying for wherever the hell they're storing these 40,000 migrants that just showed up over the last year. We're paying for it. We're paying for all of it, man.
Paying for tranny surgeries. We're paying for war in Ukraine. We're paying for war in Israel. We're paying for protection. What? I mean, I don't know.
But meanwhile, the groove on the median over at Spear on I-25, where everyone has to jut left to avoid the gigantic pothole that's been there for 3 years, that remains. No money to fix that pothole. No money to fix the road right there. Just that one spot. That's all I'm asking for, actually. That one pothole, if that got fixed, I would never complain ever again about the government of Colorado. But here we are 3 years later, the pothole remains.
No money. Couldn't find it, Frank.
There's no money. That's right. We're broke, man.
We ran out after the trannies and the wars. Come on. What do you want from us?
Oh, my God. I mean, in this last month.
No, dude, and this is what they don't understand. It's like, why do you care so much about trannies? Because we're devoting an insane amount of resources to such a small population. And the only thing that connects this small group of people in our country is they all suffer from a mental illness. We don't do this with anything else. Are we going to build a special prison for everybody that that has like a split personality?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
We used to have mental insane asylums back in the day.
Oh, but God forbid you would put trannies in them, Frank, right? Because then you'd have to admit that it's a mental illness. It's not it's not just their truth. I hate the way they say it's the truth. The truth is you're not a woman.
Right.
I don't care about your truth. There is the truth. And the truth is you're a man who likes to dress as a woman. And that's fine. Nobody has a problem with it. Until it comes to, you know, you got to go live with the women in jail. No.
Exactly. And now I think we have a problem because our money that is supposed to go towards fixing our potholes, that's going towards making your new little facility so you could feel safe. We're not even going to talk about how you committed a crime that got you in prison for a couple decades.
I know. That is...
Oh, man. No, this is just the insanity. It's almost like the patients have taken over the asylum here in Colorado. We have the super democratic majority throughout every institution here, and this is now what we get. We're cutting checks for the migrants, and we're building tranny houses in prisons because we care about migrants and prisoners.
Like, prison is a place you go because you committed a crime, and here's where you pay for that crime. Prison is not the place to go find your truth. That, right?
I don't know. I always thought prison was where you finally read the Bible you never actually read, and you connect with God or Allah, you know, and you go down that road. Doesn't everyone always find their religion?
That's different than changing your gender. You know what I mean? They're treating this like a summer camp. You find your religion because it looks good when you go up to the parole board.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff going on with this one. I keep kind of looking at the angle of where are they gaming the system, right? So, like, I think about Emma's uncle who does the Frisbee golf tournament where they play for, like, the $3,000 pot. And the one 45-year-old man decided to slap on a wig and play against the ladies and beat them to win the pot. And got called out by everybody on both sides. Like, hey, dude, yeah, we know what you're doing. What's the gaming of the system here, right? Oh, I'm a prisoner. Now I'm going to slap on the wig and get all these wild benefits that basically remove me from the prison life and actually serving my time that I was supposed to serve for the crime I committed.
Well, yeah. And if you're a dude, why wouldn't you... I mean, would you rather bunk with a dude or a chick?
Exactly.
I mean, at least that chick's not going to rape me. Oh, maybe.
Well, I don't know. I mean, what if your cellmate ends up being Leah Thomas?
I don't stand a chance.
Oh, the language and the conversation around this topic has become nauseating, and it's just this pretzel logic that is impossible to communicate with. How do you even convey an opposing opinion or idea to people who are saying to you definitively, a trans woman is a woman? All right, we're starting there. I'm not even gonna let you go into the other possibility that maybe a trans woman is actually a dude who's dressing like a woman.
Yeah, no, we're not even in reality.
That's what I'm saying. I'm eliminating true reality, and you must first, for us to converse about this, you must accept this new reality that is definitive. This trans woman is a woman.
First, Frank, if you want to argue the facts of this case, you need to step into my imaginary world. where a man can be a woman. Yeah, it's insane.
Oh, man. Well, that's what we're going through now. And I'm sure this will spread throughout the country and culture, right? Or the pendulum is swinging. I don't know. I can't figure out what's happening.
I think it's swinging, dude. I forgot what it was. The New York Times, one of the big publications. They're now starting to come out with articles about the detransitioners. Even Nona, dude, she was like in tears talking about this girl that was born a boy. And they transitioned her like 4 or 5 years ago. Now she's like 20 and totally regrets it.
Right.
And it was like all over. It was on the news. I forgot what she said. She saw it. But it's like a lot of that stuff. Now the detransitioners are coming out.
And you're going to get the lawsuits. And the violence that we've seen too over the last year. We've had a lot of mass shootings that we were forced to forget very quickly because the person pulling the trigger ended up being someone who was in the process of going through these mental changes and physical changes. I don't know, man. The destabilized mind that goes along with it is kind of creeping into the public discourse, and that's not a good thing for the movement. But ultimately, dude, You should be able to do what you want with your life, but the forcing upon it of it on us, I think, has been what has gotten the most pushback.
Tax dollars. You want to be a tranny? Fine, don't go to prison. You want to be a tranny? Don't join the military.
Exactly. Yes.
That's, you know what I mean? I'm fine with you want to do it, whatever. You know, walk around, go around. I walk around Chicago. I see them all the time. I don't care. Just stay out of the military. It's, you know what I mean? If you go to prison, we're not paying for your shit.
How about, you know, do it on your own time and do it on your own dime. Know what I'm saying?
Oh, there you go. And it rhymes, so you know it's good.
And you know it's true, all right? And just leave me out. I don't want to, you know, we want to be left alone. Don't put on the crazy makeup and read the books to the kiddies. That's weird. No grown man wants to go read books to kids. It's just not a thing. No matter what you're wearing.
I'm under the impression that really, if you're not a man with a kid in the room, you shouldn't be in a room with kids.
You shouldn't be allowed in the room. I thought we used to make those people stay outside.
Stay outside. Yeah,
I mean, it used to be the rule.
When you don't have a kid in this classroom and you don't work at this school, get the fuck out. Right?
Well, did we ever dive into the Haitian guy? Did we do that?
No, I think that's the last one
All
we
right,
got, huh?
I think we got some time.
This is incredible.
All right. Do you want me to throw it down and then we'll dive after?
Yeah, this one is pretty unbelievable.
Because they don't say this. They are really quiet about what's been going on in the, you know, Twitterverse. And maybe it's all fake. I don't know. But I've seen some really scary imagery. But let's hear what's going on in Haiti.
Now to the crisis in Haiti. The U.S. has sent in special tactical teams to help protect American embassy staffers as Haiti's prime minister has announced he plans to step down. Matt Rivers has the latest.
Overnight, as Haiti continues to spiral, the Defense Department sending a team of Marines to the U.S. Embassy in Port-au-Prince, a sign of how dire things have become. The State Department already deployed special tactical teams to, quote, protect the mission and remaining staffers as the country sits on the brink of anarchy. A two-week-long rebellion by armed groups in Port-au-Prince demanding the resignation of acting Prime Minister Ariel Henry, and the gangs got their wish. Henry resigning, ceding power to a yet-to-be-named Presidential Transitional Council. The U.S. military evacuating non-essential personnel from the U.S. Embassy. But with the airport closed, for now, American civilians are stuck.
This is the third week, and we can't get out.
Haitians, though, have nowhere else to go. The gang leader behind the attacks, known as Barbecue, spoke to ABC.
Yeah, please pay attention to his nickname. It's not just for color.
We can't get out.
Haitians, though, have nowhere else to go. The gang leader behind the attacks, known as Barbecue, spoke to ABC News just before Henry resigned.
If Ariel Henry resigns, will you stop fighting?
He says, indeed, if Henry resigns, we will automatically stop the attacks.
And so far, at least, Barbecue appears to be holding to that. Tuesday was a relatively calm day in Port-au-Prince. Of course, the question is, how long does that last for? Meanwhile, the World Food Program says one...
You know, Barbecue, he's a reasonable fella. We spoke to him earlier. He seems to be holding on to his promise that he won't cook and eat all the people that they're killing.
That guy Barbecue, who's licking human flesh off his fingers? he pinky swore. We pinky swore.
Did you see the picture of this fella that's going around? He's walking around with this gigantic gold stonemason or Freemason symbol.
I didn't see that.
It's on our tile for the live show. I nice. The body that I put that head on, I don't know. I can't remember who it was. But that's the guy, and he's got the Freemason thing going on there. And he's just walking around, and there's a lot of interesting video out there. You never know what's fake or real these days, but there was some creepy stuff where there are fellas like burning limbs and eating chunks of flesh off of human bodies.
Frank, now we know what is real and what's not real. What is real is a video that you see, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe it. And then it's wiped from the internet.
Yes.
And then all the ones that never get wiped, those are the, you know, they don't care. And I swear to God, that one video of the cooking body and then the guy just peels the meat off the leg.
Oh, you saw that. Okay, I wasn't sure. It might be the only one that was out there. They kind of took it off pretty quick. Yeah, you're right. Maybe that was legit. Very disturbing.
Very disturbing.
And then I kind of realized, like, oh, yeah, you know, you cook up a human leg there. It probably would just kind of be like eating some chicken. You know, you just kind of rip off a chunk of meat there.
Well, this has been discussed before. I think, like, American meat would be the worst meat.
Oh,
eat so
yeah.
much garbage.
Not just, yeah, the GMOs and the toxins and the chemtrails and everything in our water and the fluoride. Yeah, absolutely. We're probably the worst meat.
You know, but some of these guys, you slice open that meat, it's probably some fresh, lean, you know, they've been eating.
Right.
Nothing but the, you know.
Yeah, vegetables and prairie farm food. Oh, yeah.
Staying in shape.
That's right. Getting you know? Lots of vitamin D. Yeah, it's good meat. Yeah, man.
like we'd have a lot of fat in us, you know?
Yeah, not a lot of good meat here. Well, we'll see what they think of how we taste. I guarantee many of these fellas will cross our border in the short time. I imagine.
I'm sure they're vetting them properly.
Probably already being flown over as we speak by the Biden administration.
So you heard them say in that clip they already sent special forces to the embassy to protect it.
Yeah, that kind of blew my mind. So are we at war with Haiti?
And not lose this embassy. Because they're worried about the optics of the fact this will be the 7th embassy we lost under Joe Biden.
Ooh, I was just right when you said it. I was thinking about Afghanistan,
Niger, Sudan, Belarus.
Wow, and the situation in Sudan is dire. They are starving to death at this point.
Yeah, I don't see any in Chicago blocking the road for the Sudanese children.
You know, it's so crazy that you say that because you see nobody talking about what's happening in Sudan, and there's straight up genocide going on currently. And
this is the definition of a genocide.
Yes, and they are raping and pillaging and starving these people to death. And the only place I've ever seen anything about it is in Democracy Now. Amy Goodman does a blurb on it almost daily, but nobody's listening. Nobody cares.
These people that are being genocided attacked 0 concerts.
That's right.
They paraglided and shot up 0 concerts.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody cares, man. No one's blocking traffic for the Oscars or...
No, we gotta protect Hamas.
Yeah, nobody stopped AOC leaving the movie theater to bug her about not supporting whatever's going on in Sudan. We don't even...
Sudan.
See, what's crazy about these African countries like Sudan and stuff is... We don't even know who to root for.
No. Really, we shouldn't root for anybody.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we can't really pick a side, so we just don't talk about it.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. But, like, with Hamas and Israel, like, everyone's going to pick their side, man. So we're going to fight about it all day, every day. But with Sudan, like, you know, it's like an American watching a soccer game. We're like, I don't care. Did anyone score? No? All right. See, nobody cares. Yeah, see, like, Americans don't care about soccer.
I think it all comes down to, like, symbolism and marketing. Like,
right.
You could see the star and the moon. Okay, Israel, Palestine.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna root for the star. You know, whoever's wearing that star, he's a good guy. But in Africa, you know, they're kind of...
Yeah, but also, too, Israel versus Palestine... That's about as, you know, old school as, right, the Cowboys versus the Giants or whatever.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Israel-Palestine.
They're rivals.
That's
a rivalry that goes back ages.
That's an NFL matchup. That's a gridiron battle. All right? So, like, that's something we can all get behind and root for. We all got the jerseys. You know, nobody's changed cities. You know what I'm saying? We all know the coaches on each side.
We know the players.
Yeah, we know the players. It's the same teams, man.
You're right. Plus Sudan, it's like that, or in Africa, it's like it's too close. Like, you know what I mean? It's like this group that fights their neighbor, and nobody really knows the difference between them. You know?
Right. We need a little racial disparity here, so we could tell who's against who.
I need to know who to vote for. Get a different uniform. You know? Change up your colors.
Well, these are people who don't even, like, you know, they're fighting with They're the people who have like the polo t-shirt on and they have the machine gun also in hand.
I know,
yeah. And then the other guy's wearing like the 93 Bulls NBA Finals three-peat shirt. You know,
no,
he's got the machete.
The Bulls, it's like the 97 Utah Jazz.
Yeah, right.
Like no. If they would have won.
Yes, it's the phony shirt. That's right, man. Yeah. 97 champs, Utah Jazz. He's got the machete and the handgun.
I'll never forget in Qatar, like we saw all these guys walking around with these shirts that said Bob Dylan, One Love.
Wow.
And it had a picture of Bob Marley, and it said "One Love" and Bob Dylan. I used to have it.
It's like a weird AI mashup right there. Yes, I'm a huge fan of that. I feel like you know, Bob Dylan never wrote anything like a "One Love" or never covered Bob Marley.
Not enough for these guys to have a T-shirt of such an obscure cover from America.
Bob Marley, One Love. Wait, Bob Dylan, One Love.
It said Bob Dylan in big letters. It was like his signature. You know what I mean? You know how they do that?
Yes.
It said One Love in like Rastafarian colors. And a picture of Bob Marley's face.
Yes. Oh, man.
It was so funny.
I don't know why, but something about that. Cultural appropriation, I think, on some level. I'm not sure where, but I feel it. I think there's an appropriation going on here.
Then there was I forget what the other one was. It was the, I forgot what it said, but it was like the Dark Side of the Moon album cover.
All right.
And it was for a totally different band.
Probably,
so funny.
Probably The Who, Tommy, I imagine, or
somebody,
something like that.
Somebody said it was because we ordered these huge batches of clothes, and those are like the wrong order, so they just send them to these third, they just donate them.
Which is way better than what, I think Target has a giant incinerator behind most of their stores, and they just burn all their crap.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, isn't there poor people, you know, all around the world that would love to play with our crap that we don't want?
How about we send that shit to Ukraine instead of money?
That's right, dude.
We keep the money, we send you the shit we don't want. That's how it should work.
And yeah, we used to send provisions in wartime, not cash.
Yeah, good call.
It used to be ammunitions and food and aid. Now we're, you know, which we're doing to Gaza. We're all about sending the aid and the food there.
But we're building a dock.
Not Ukraine, man. Yeah, Ukraine, we got to send them. We need money for the hookers, the cocaine.
Well, you can't buy cocaine with aid. That's the problem. We got food. We don't have cocaine, you know?
Yes, man. So now it all makes sense. And you're right. How can the big guy possibly get 10% of aid, man? No, he gets 10% of the cash. Works out better that way.
Hunter Biden can't snort rice. You know what I'm saying? What are you guys doing here?
Wow, and you know what? You brought up how we've just been flooded with all these bizarre conspiracy stories, and we definitely totally forgot about old Hunter Biden there.
Oh, no, you kill a Boeing guy and that's it. Hunter who?
That's right.
It was a genius play.